Hello?
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Oh, yeah, like three times that.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The way they can't agree on spending. You know, everybody's always shooting each other down and always gonna have their own opinions in there.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I don't know, I haven't thought about that a lot.
Okay, that's fine. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I think our waterways, you know, preserving them and, you know, keeping them clean.
Thank you. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Forest products?
Fair.
Electric utilities?
I think kind of poorly.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing?
Fair.
Refining?
Poor, I think.
Mining?
We could do more, so I say fair.
Thank you. And agriculture and farming?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Now, how would you rate the job for each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? We're using the same scale, excellent, good, just fair, or poor. Forest and timber industries.
Fair.
U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Environmental groups.
Fair.
County land departments.
What's that?
County land departments.
Fair.
And Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important?
Very important.
Thank
Oh,
you.
very important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I say more than what's harvested.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
I'd say probably less.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yeah, it was. I think it was. Yeah. Because I saw him when I was on my way home. Okay, what's that again? Run that by one more time.
Yes. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I think we should plant slightly more than what we've been, you know, a little bit more aggressive.
So for the purpose of the question, is that a yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
No impact.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Not.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Not.
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes. Because I think some of that wind energy, I think that wind energy and some of that solar energy is wasted effort.
Okay, thank you. Now, Ed, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest to use as biofuels or generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Somewhat.
We just have yes and no.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
Thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
Sometimes.
Once again, we have yes and no.
No.
Okay, thank you. And now for something different. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. How much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members? Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I say minor.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yes.
Is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, in the state of Wisconsin, is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. The Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Yes, I would support.
Thank you. Now I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you very much. Finally, this last few questions is about you and your household. It is just for statistical purposes. Now, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school, 12 years.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000? $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which of one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue collar profession or a blue collar profession, trade or business owner, white collar profession, service or business owner, business management or administration, or retired, a homemaker, a student or not employed?
Blue collar,
educated. Thank you. Thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Goodbye.